Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with a Pepsi pregame show, a pregame chat with Hastings head coach Jim Bobie. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Yesterday here at Duncan to Morningside, it was not very good in the first game and came back and had just enough offense in the second ball game to pick up a split.
We did. You know, when you say just enough offense, we only scored in one inning. And you know, the rest of the innings, I don't know that we even get anybody to third outside of that one inning. But, I mean, fortunately, that was good enough to get us a split. You know, we had an earlier doubleheader where we scored three runs and managed to get a split, so you're probably pretty lucky there also. You know, and there's no easy answers to our offensive struggles, and we've tried to find some solutions, and you know, just got to hope we get some breaks and guys come through with some big pokes at the right time, and we got a couple guys in the lineup who can run a little, and hopefully they can make some things happen, and our pitchers can do the job. You know, there was nothing wrong with our pitching yesterday. It was okay, and like you said, the defense let us down the first game, and we were lucky to come out of there with a split like we did.
Had six errors in that first ball game, got beat 6-0, had most of those errors in one inning. This baseball team is just not good enough right now to overcome a game like that, are we?
Well, we don't have strikeout pitchers for one thing. So if we make an error, we don't have guys who can just go out and, well, we'll strike the next guy out and big deal. The other thing is, of course, we give up three runs in an inning. That's a pretty tall task for us to get that back. And our problem yesterday was, you didn't score in the first game. So, I mean, you give up one run, you're getting beat. But the one inning where we really ran into trouble, we had multiple chances to get out of the inning. We had two outs, nobody on. We had three shots at getting the third out, and we didn't get any of them. And that's what really just takes the heart out of your team.
We moved into the second ball game. I think we were, 3 out of 31 from the plate going into our big inning. We scored 5 runs in that one inning and then had to hang on down the stretch.
Well, we did, and you know, a lot of things went right for us. We had a big double to start the inning. Had a bunt that got laid down nicely. Had some guys put the ball in play when they needed to with a runner on third. So those things all contributed. An error that they made contributed to us getting 5 runs. But you're right. You know, we felt like we've gone about as far as we could out of our first two guys, and Ives, even though he has not thrown a lot this year, and he's really probably not 100%, we felt he's our most veteran pitcher we had available, and he was the guy we wanted out there, and had a little shaky start getting out of the sixth. But then in the seventh, you know, he got the first two guys out, gave up a hit, and then struck out the last guy. So, you know, the guys left the yard feeling pretty good about things, but today's a new day.
Romanison had 3 hits out of the two games yesterday. If there was an offensive spark, he was probably it.
He was, you know, he's strong physically. He's one of our strongest kids. He can hit the ball hard. He's got a little more extra base power than most of our guys have. But you know, if a couple guys are getting all your hits, you can't really bunch them together because they're only getting through the order. You know, every 9 batters. So we got to get some contributions from more people, even if that's not necessarily hits, walks, bunts, ground balls that are meaningful, things like that. We got to have some more guys step up.
So Hastings right now with 3 wins in the conference season. We can take a look at the conference standings before action gets underway today. We're not that far out, maybe moving back into at least qualifying for the GPAC tournament.
Yeah, you know, and from here on out, you got to get one a day, and we got to find a way to sneak a sweep in there someplace along the line. You know, Morningside, before the year started, with what they had returning, what we had returning, if you'd have told me we're going to split with them, I'd have said that's a good day for us. You know, they're a very talented team. Position-wise, I think they're very talented. You know, they don't have the pitching depth that Doan or Northwestern does, but I think position-wise, they can hold their own. You know, we knew Doan and Northwestern were going to be tough teams for us to take on. So, you know, so those games, even though you wish you would have won more, I don't know that you can say, well, we've really stubbed our toe against them. But, you know, the Concordias, the Dorts, maybe today, those are games where, you know, if we only come out of those games with 2 wins, then that's what's going to keep us from getting anywhere as far as the conference tournament is concerned.
We can look back, and maybe that win over Morningside yesterday is going to be huge as the season kind of unfolds.
Well, you hope it is. I mean, yeah, you know, you hope you're going to the last doubleheader of the year and you know you're in. But obviously, mentally and standing-wise, you're in a lot different situation if you get beat that second game yesterday.
All right, it's Briarcliff today. We'll come back and talk about the Chargers as our pregame show continues after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Back on the Pepsi pregame show here today as we get you set for college baseball action. It's Hastings College and Briarcliff here today. Chargers kind of in a similar boat as us, Coach. A team that looks like they've been struggling all season long.
I think they feel like they have been. I think they're also a little like us in that they don't necessarily get too wrapped up if they've been struggling in the non-league games. They're really shooting for the league games just like we are. But you never know how a team is going to react, your own or anybody else's, when you know you're fighting for your season. And so you got to take care of the things you can take care of and hope that you don't catch, somebody who's just on fire that day and you have your hands more full than you bargained for.
I think this is not as athletic team and maybe not as powerful as the team that we saw yesterday.
I would say just looking at their stats and things like that, I would say on paper, Morningside is a more athletic, better team position-wise. Now, that's over the long run, and, of course, we're in one game today. And if a pitcher's on, it erases whatever athleticism you have or don't have. So that's going to be the key for both teams today.
Looks like a team offensively that might have similar numbers as us as well.
They don't have great numbers. Nobody's numbers have been as good since we've changed the bats a couple years ago. But in particular, they probably don't have as big a guys, as powerful a guys as we had last year. Last year they had two or three guys in the middle of the order that, even with the restricted bats, they were home run threats every time up.
Pitching plans for us today?
Well, we'll go like we have the last two league weekends. We'll go with A.J. Fruchtel in game one and John LeMaster in game two. That's kind of a way we've done things when we have a starter who's a position guy. We usually throw him in the fourth spot of the weekend. That way he gets a little more rest, and he's not trying to play a position a little stiff and sore. And hope that's a good combination. I haven't talked to Ives yet, but I'm assuming he could probably throw a little if we needed him to. And hope we don't have to go to the bullpen too early, because if we don't, that means those guys are getting some outs for us.
Fruchtel and LeMaster have been pretty good all season long.
Yeah, they both struggled a little bit last week, but the week before they were lights out. And I think our guys have some confidence in them, and they're certainly capable if they're in the strike zone. So if we're in the fifth inning and those guys are still out there, that's probably a pretty good sign for us.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, get the starting lineups, the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Briarcliff today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show with Hastings College head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field. We've got Hastings College baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing their third and fourth games of the weekend as the Briarcliff Chargers in town today to take on Hastings College in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Hastings coming in, a record of 7 wins and 21 losses on the season. They are sitting at 3-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff has a record of 7 wins and 23 losses. They are 4-6 in the conference. Both of these teams saw action yesterday, so they're playing the second half of their weekend here today. And Hastings at Duncan. It was Briarcliff and Midland playing yesterday. Briarcliff and the Warriors splitting a couple of ball games. Briarcliff winning the first game 5-4. Midland coming back to win the second game, same score 5-4. And Hastings yesterday, they took on Morningside here at Duncan. Hastings did not play very well in game number one. In fact, they committed six errors, including five in one inning. And it was Hastings losing to Morningside in that first ball game by a score of 6-0. But the Broncos coming back to win the nightcap by a score of 5-4. So it's Hastings and Briarcliff here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Other games going on in the conference today. We've got Mount Marty playing in Seward against the Concordia Bulldogs. Morningside has moved on. They're going to be playing at Doan today, and Briarcliff here against Hastings. Conference standings as we get started here today. Northwestern is out on top. They've got a 9-1 conference mark. They're 19-14 in the season. Next in line, you've got Dakota Wesleyan, a team we'll see next weekend. The Tigers are sitting at 6-2. They're 19-14 on the year. Doan, the preseason favorite to win the conference, currently in third place. They're at 7-3, 22-14 overall. They've got three teams bunched in there at 5-5. Nebraska Wesleyan, Morningside, and Mount Marty, all 5-5 in the conference. Wesleyan is sitting at 10-12 overall. Morningside now 15-19. Mount Marty is sitting at 11-19. Hastings still in a group of teams, three teams that are in last place, or eighth, whichever way you want to put it. There's three teams tied there, and the top eight teams will qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway right after the first part of May. And Hastings will be hosting that here at Duncan Field. So big doubleheader for us here today against the Briarcliff. Hastings can win at least one and maybe get a sweep here today. We'll be right back to where we need to be as we contend to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament coming up later on this year. It's Briarcliff and Hastings today. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field here today. Bronco baseball at 1230 KHAS. Time for the starting lineups brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of Central Nebraska. Hastings College will go with the starting lineup that looks like this. Gabe Salas will lead off today. He'll be at shortstop. His batting average is sitting at 205 in the season. Tyler Delafonte will be in right field today. He'll bat second with an average of 308. Brent Hermanison, who came up with three base hits yesterday against Morningside, will be in the number three position today. He'll be behind the dish in game number one. His batting average now at 328. John LeMaster will be at first base today in this first ball game. LeMaster expected to be the starter for game number two today. John's got a batting average now of 181. Adam Brown will be in the number five position. He's at third base here in this first ball game. Brown with a batting average of 353. Tanner Santorelli will be your designated hitter. He'll bat sixth with a batting average of 250. Ryan Valdez will be your left fielder. He was 1-for-1 yesterday in his only plate appearance of the season, so he's got a 1,000 batting average here. He'll be in the number seven position for Hastings College today. Ryan Anderson will be in center field. His average is sitting at 152. Ben Reimer gets a start at second base today. He'll bat ninth in the batting order. His average is at .071. And A.J. Fruchtel will be on the mound today for Hastings College. Fruchtel 1-3 on the season with a 7.16 earned run average. For the Chargers of Briarcliff today, they will go with Brandon Opsahl out in center field. He'll bat first with a batting average of 245. Ryan Etter will be your second baseman. He'll bat second. His batting average is sitting at 203 on the season. Angel Talamantes will be your left fielder. He'll bat third with a batting average of 234. Then we'll see Brad Winkelman. Winkelman is the designated hitter. His batting average is at 211.
Matt Fichtner will be your right fielder. He'll bat fifth with a batting average of .312. Then we'll see Matt Boswell. He'll be the first baseman. He'll bat sixth. His average is at .189. A .263 hitter. And Dylan Romo will bat seventh. He'll be at third base defensively for Briarcliff today. Brock Allen behind the plate. He'll be the catcher. And his batting average is at .200. Jamie Adams will be your shortstop. His batting average is at .120. He'll bat in the number nine position. And on the mound today for Briarcliff will be Zach Watts. Watts has a record of 1 win and 3 losses. His ERA is sitting at 4.66. Your starting lineups today brought to you by CPI, Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they don't get it, or they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI, Mr. Tire of south central Nebraska. Weather-wise, going to be a little bit different from yesterday. Kind of a cool day today at Duncan. The temperature is going to be right around 59 degrees at game time. The winds are going to be out of the west-northwest, though, at 25 miles per hour, gusting to 30 today. And the winds are blowing out here at Duncan Field, so we could see some hard-hit balls and could see a homer or two at Duncan today. The winds are blowing out right towards center field. Remember the dimensions here at Duncan. It's a spacious park, 370 down the left field line, 367 down the right field line, 405 to the power alleys, and 408 to straightaway center field. So it's going to be a big yard here today as Hastings College and Briarcliff plays in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Sneaking up on game time in the first pitch here today, you're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire store. Buy three Cooper CS4 Touring tires and get the fourth tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball today from 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. Hastings and Briarcliff getting set to go at it. These will be seven-inning ball games today. A couple of them planned for you on 1230 KHAS today. So looking for something to do on this Sunday, come on out to the ballpark as Hastings and Briarcliff will be playing all afternoon long today. Hastings College softball team, they're also in action this afternoon, but they're on the road. They're playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. The doubleheader there scheduled to get underway at 1 o'clock. Hastings has had a very successful run so far in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are 6-0 in conference play, 16-6 overall. Hastings picking up 2 wins yesterday over Briarcliff by the scores of 2-0 and 8-0. Those games were originally set to be played in Hastings. However, the Smith Softball Complex was not ready yet field-wise because of the snow and the rain and the thunderstorms we had all week long. So actually played those games in Omaha yesterday. So Hastings picking up 2 wins over Briarcliff, 2-0 and 8-0. They're playing at Nebraska Wesleyan today in the softball action. For the Great Plains Athletic Conference yesterday in action, it was Northwestern. They took 2 games from Nebraska Wesleyan yesterday, winning by scores of 4-0 and 8-5. Dort and Concordia played, and it was a split there. It was Concordia winning by a score of 6-5, Dort winning the nightcap 4-3. Doan took 2 games from Mount Marty yesterday, winning by scores of 3-1. And 3-2, Hastings splitting 2 games with Morningside, and Midland and Briarcliff splitting 2 ball games yesterday as well in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for baseball today on 1230 KHAS. Thank you. So they're playing the national anthem as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball action on 1230 KHAS. Hastings going to be dressed in their home-standing white uniforms here again this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Briar Cliff is going to be in their gray baseball pants. Their yellow tops or their gold tops, trimmed and lettered in the blue as we get set to go in baseball action here today. Again, the Broncos sitting at 7-21 on the season, 3-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff 7-23. They're 4-6 in conference action. A.J. Fruchtel is going to be on the mound for Hastings here in game number one. Fruchtel is a sophomore, 6'1", 190-pounder out of Grand Island. So Fruchtel will get the start in game number one. It'll be John LeMaster scheduled to go for the Broncos in game number two. Fruchtel comes in. His record is sitting at 1 win, 3 losses on the season. With no saves, he has thrown 27 2/3 innings, giving up 30 base hits and 28 runs. 22 of those have been earned. 13 base on balls, 26 strikeouts, ERA at 7.16. Teams are batting .283 against him. Again, 59 degrees at game time with winds blowing out of the west-northwest at 25 to 30 miles per hour. And expected to continue throughout most of the afternoon here today. The Nebraska baseball team also in action today. They are at Hawks Field in Lincoln as they take on the Ohio State Buckeyes today. That'll be the rubber match of that three-game series. Huskers winning on Friday night. Ohio State picking up an 11-inning win yesterday over Nebraska by a score of 6-5. So they are playing. That ball game is just now getting underway at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Trying to keep you up to the end of that ball game as well throughout this one. The action today, if you're looking for the Huskers, it's on ESPN 1550 KICS this afternoon. So Brandon Opsahl is the first guy to come to the plate here for Briar Cliff. He will dig in from the right-hand side. Briar Cliff has a team batting average of about .231, very similar to Hastings' numbers. Maybe not as powerful as we saw yesterday out of Morningside. Ball game is underway as the first ball is thrown in there by Fruchtel. Is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Next one is going to be fouled away in the first base side by Opsahl. So the count is at no balls and two strikes. Just getting started here. Brandon Opsahl, he has got that batting average of .245. He's got 12 base hits and 49 trips to the plate so far this year. There's the next pitch. That one just misses on the outside corner. Nice breaking pitch there by A.J. Fruchtel. But it misses, and it's now 1-2. Here in the top half of the first inning, A.J. working from the full windup. Here's the next pitch, a little half swing. It's dropped there by the catcher, Hermanison, but he picks it up and throws it down to first baseman John LeMaster to record the strikeout. So Brandon Opsahl, he will strike out to begin this baseball game this afternoon. Ryan Etter comes to the plate next. Ryan Etter is the second baseman for Briar Cliff. His batting average is sitting at .203 on the season. Etter has got 13 base hits and 64 trips to the plate. He's another righty here working against the left-handed throwing A.J. Fruchtel. Brent Hermanison is behind the plate for Hastings College here in this first ball game. John LeMaster down there at first base. Ben Reimer is at second. Left side of the diamond, you've got Gabe Salas, who went all the way yesterday at shortstop. Adam Brown is at third base. Out in the outfield, you've got Ryan Valdez out in left field. Ryan Anderson in center. And Tyler Delafonte out there in right field. Next pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike on Ryan Etter. He's now looking at a count of 2-2. Second man to face, A.J. Fruchtel here in the top half of the first inning at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be on the first base side in foul territory. Coming over is going to be LeMaster, and he can't make the catch. LeMaster had a chance at grabbing that one. He had plenty of room over here in foul territory in between the foul line and the edge of the fence over here and just dropped the ball. It was in his glove momentarily, but it fell out of there. So Ryan Etter gets another life here at the plate. 2-2 is the count. Nobody on in the top of the first. Briar Cliff and Hastings and Great Plains Athletic Conference college baseball action for you today. Next pitch is on the way, and it's going to be a breaking pitch that sails down low for a ball. And the count is now 4 to Ryan Etter, 3-2. Etter has walked 10 times so far this year. There's a ground ball. Salas picks it up on one hop at shortstop, gets it over to first baseman LeMaster to record the out. So Ryan Etter, he grounds out to the shortstop here in this first inning. That's going to bring up Angel Talamantes, the left fielder for Briar Cliff. Talamantes on the season. He's got a batting average of .234, leads the team in at-bats, leads the team in triples, RBIs, base on balls, and also in strikeouts. has been a huge part of this Briar Cliff offensive threat all season long. Alamantes will take a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. He is 22 out of 94 from the plate here this season. He's got a couple of triples, five doubles. No home runs, but he's got 11 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes. Alamantes has got 14 baseline balls, and he's got 20 strikeouts. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Alamantes danced away from the plate there, but it just nicks the inside corner of the plate. Two balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch by Fruchtel. Nearly hit him. Nearly hit him in the right-hand batter's box, but it's a ball. So three balls and one strike now to Angel Talamantes for Brian Cliff, the third batter here in the first inning of play. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Ryan Anderson moves to his left and grabs the ball. And Briar Cliff goes down in order here in the top half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Briar Cliff, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
For Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Zach Watts is going to be the pitcher for the Briar Cliff Chargers here today as he completes his warm-up tosses here as we get set for the bottom half of the first inning. Zach Watts with an ERA of 4.66. His record is sitting at one win and three losses on the season. He has thrown 29 innings so far for the Chargers. He has given up 30 base hits, 22 runs. 15 of those have been earned. 11 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. Teams are batting .248 against him. So the first three guys to face him here in the first inning of play is going to be Gabe Salas, Tyler Delafonte, and also Brent Hermanison, who picked up three base hits in the doubleheader yesterday against the Morningside Mustangs. And the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one to Gabe Salas. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike. Offense has not been real strong for the Broncos here this year. Their batting average now is a team down to .221. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left center field. Could be problems, but sliding over there, the center fielder for Briar Cliff to make the catch. That's Brandon Upsell. So it's going to be a fly out for Gabe Salas to center field. And that's going to bring up Tyler Delafonte next. Delafonte with a batting average of .308 on the season. As he will bat from the left-hand side. Delafonte waits on the pitch, and the first one he drills out to our left field. Talamantes comes out, and he can't get there. It's going to fall in there for a base hit, a little blooper out to our left field. So Tyler Delafonte, he gets a little bloop single to our left field. Angel Talamantes was playing kind of deep out there in left field, and he dropped it right between the Talamantes and also the shortstop who was going out there, Jamie Adams. So Hastings gets their first base hit of the ball game here in the first inning. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. Hermanison will bat from the right-hand side. Hermanison has a batting average of .328 so far this season. Zach Watts will work from the stretch. There's an old ball hit to left center field. That's going to roll out there around the bag at second. Heading to third place is Delafonte. He is going to be waved home. Hermanison stops at second base. That's a double, and the Broncos are on the board early. So Brent Hermanison gets a base hit here for the Broncos, a double that drives home a run. Delafonte comes around all the way from first base to scores. That one in the gap there in left center field between Talamantes and also Opsal. So a good base hit there by Hermanison. He's going to be run for now at second base as Connor Thomas comes out to run for him. Hermanison gets his team high eighth double of the season. He drives in his ninth run of the year. So Brent Hermanison, who was kind of the hero yesterday, started off the Fourth inning of play. With that double in left field, he gets one in the gap there in left center to drive home the first run of the ball game. And Hastings is on the board here. The score is 1-0 here in the bottom half of the first inning. John LeMaster, who's really been on his slump, swinging the bat here the past couple of weeks. His batting average is down to 181. He takes a pitch on outside there, one ball and no strikes. LeMaster with a batting average of, like we said, 181. He's got 13 base hits and 72 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got a man on his second base. That's Connor Thomas. There's the pitch that can be fouled back to the screen. And the count to John LeMaster is sitting at one ball and one strike. LeMaster has got one double to his credit so far this year. No home runs, 11 RBIs. LeMaster actually leads the team in RBIs as this action gets underway today with those 11 ribbies. Zach Watts works in the stretch with Connor Thomas down there at second base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. Now the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. One man out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Hastings College is out on top of Briar Cliff by the score of 1-0 here this afternoon. LeMaster has struck out 12 times so far this year. He has walked 8 times. He's got the club in hand as Connor Thomas takes his lead down there at second base. Watts looks that way. And now it delivers one of the plates. Some off-speed stuff there. It's a swing and a miss, and LeMaster goes down. John LeMaster strikes out in the ball game. The first strikeout for Zach Watts. And that's going to bring up Adam Brown next. Adam Brown with a batting average of 353 on the season for Hastings College. He's got 6 base hits and 17 trips to the plate. Hastings with a run in here in the bottom half of the first inning. Connor Thomas running for Hermanison down there at second base. Once again, we'll look that way. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing, and he hits it down the first baseline, and stepping on the bag is going to be Boswell, the first baseman, but the home plate umpire comes running out there, and he says it's a foul ball. So a little check swing there. Draws contact, and it goes trickling down the first baseline. Boswell picks it up and steps on the bag, but the home plate umpire about halfway down the bag there says it's no, it's a foul ball. So coming back to the batter's box is going to be Adam Brown for Hastings College, and the count to him is going to be at no balls and one strike. Once again, working from the stretch, here's the next pitch. That's down in the dirt a little bit. Scooped up there by the catcher, Brock Allen, and now the count is at one ball and one strike. Adam Brown has struck out 5 times so far this year. He has walked once. He's got those 6 base hits as he waits on the next pitch here from Zach Watts in the bottom half of the first inning. Watts comes set on the mound, now fires it to the plate, right down the pipe there for a strike. One ball and two strikes here to Adam Brown. Tanner Santarelli would be next for Hastings, the designated hitter. Then we'll see Ryan Valdez, if Hastings can keep this going here in the first inning of play. Partly sunny sky greeting us here at Duncan Field here today. And windy conditions. Here comes the next pitch. It's the inside is going to be hit down toward first base. It's going to be grabbed there. And covering the bag is going to be the pitcher, Zach Watts. And they record the out on Adam Brown. So Matt Boswell, the first baseman, had to come off of the bag a little bit to his right. He grabs it there, and he flips it to Zach Watts, covering the bag at first base, and the inning is over for Hastings as Brown is retired in the play. Hastings scores 1 run here in the first inning of play and a couple of base hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score. Hastings 1, Briar Cliff nothing.
The ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day, 18 holes of golf, 2 golfers, Southern Hills Golf Course, normally $64, only $30. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
We understand the doubleheader in Concordia between Mount Marty and the Concordia Bulldogs has been delayed by a couple of hours today as they continue to work on their field. So it'll be a 3 o'clock start today between Mount Marty and Concordia. And Morningside is playing at Doan today in Briarcliff against Hastings in action here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos have the lead. 1-0 is the score as we head to the top half of the second inning. Briarcliff went down in order in the top half of the first inning of play. This is Winkleman to the plate here as he fouls away the pitch on the first base side. Out of play. The count goes to 1-2 to him. Brad Winkleman is the designated hitter. His batting average is sitting at .211 on the season for the Briarcliff Chargers as he stands in there from the right-hand side. A.J. Fuchtel out there for the Broncos. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2-2 on Brad Winkleman. Winkleman for the Chargers. He's got 4 base hits in 19 trips to the plate this year. Fouls away this pitch here. Just gets a little piece of that one. Sends it back here toward the screen. Count remains at 2-2. Winkleman has got those 4 base hits. He's got a double to his credit. He's actually got 4 RBIs, no home runs this year. Here's the next pitch, some off-speed breaking action here. A little check swing by Winkleman. The appeal down to the base umpire, and he says, no, he did not go around with it. So the count is now 4-3. We are in the top half of the second inning here at Duncan Field today. Next pitch by Fruchtel. A swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Kind of a high fastball there delivered to Brad Winkleman. He goes chasing after it. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for A.J. Fruchtel. And that's going to bring up Matt Fichtner next. He is the right fielder. Fichtner's got a batting average of .312 on the season. He's got 29 base hits and 93 trips to the plate. Leads the team in runs scored. Also leads the team in base hits with those 29. As he takes a look at the first pitch here from A.J. Fruchtel. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to Matt Fichtner. He's got 1 home run. He's got 7 RBIs so far this year. Leads the team in total bases with 39. Next pitch is going to be outside by Fruchtel, and the count goes to 1-1. Matt Fichtner has also struck out 19 times this year. And he's got 9 walks. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. That's now 2-1 to Matt Fichtner. He is the number 5 hitter in the batting order here for Briarcliff. Boswell coming up next. There's a hard hit ball toward left center field. Ryan Valdez goes back. Valdez goes back. And that's one hop to the wall at 405 feet away. Rounding the bag at second on his way to third. He's going to get in there safely. A stand-up triple there by Matt Fichtner. That's his first triple of the season. And he hits that one hard out toward left center field. Goes all the way out to the wall at 405 feet away before it's finally chased down by Valdez and Anderson for Hastings. So Matt Fichtner gets the first base hit of the ball game here for Briarcliff. Triple to left center field. We told you in the pregame show that we could see some hard hit balls today with the wind blowing out at 25 to 30 miles per hour. I got a funny feeling we're going to see somebody jack one out of here today with the wind blowing out the way it is. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Matt Boswell, the first baseman. Boswell with a batting average of .189 on the season here. As he will step to the plate, Boswell has got 17 base hits and 90 trips to the plate. As he takes a strike here on the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-2. So Hermanison had the big base hit for Hastings in the bottom half of the first inning. And now Matt Fichtner has got one here for Briarcliff. He's standing on third base. There's a high fly ball again. Shallow right field going back as a second baseman. Reimer, he can't make the catch. And he's going to fall there. And coming in to score on the play is going to be Fichtner. So Matt Boswell is going to get aboard here. As Reimer cannot make the play there at second base for Hastings College. He went tumbling down the turf. Ball is free. And coming into the score is going to be Matt Fichtner. That ties up the ball game at 1 run apiece. Coming to the plate next is going to be Dylan Romo. So that's going to be a base hit. They ruled that one a base hit there for Briarcliff. So Boswell gets aboard. And now it's going to be Dylan Romo coming to the plate next. So a couple of base hits here for Briarcliff in the second inning of play. Is plenty to run. We're tied up at 1 run apiece. Now A.J. Fuchtel will work from the stretch with a man on at first base. That's Boswell. This is Dylan Romo at the plate. His batting average is sitting at .263 in the season. Romo's got 10 base hits and 38 trips to the plate here for the Chargers. He's got 1 double for his extra base hits. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is going to be hit toward the left field. Coming on is going to be Valdez. He can't make the catch. He picks it up on the hop out there. And another base hit here for the Chargers. as Dylan Romo gets aboard. Romo standing down at first base, moving along to second base on the play. It's going to be Matt Boswell. And coming up there next is going to be Brock Allen. He's the catcher. Brock Allen with a batting average of 200 so far this season. He's got 9 base hits in 45 trips to the plate. He'll step in there from the right-hand side. There's one man out here in this second inning of play, with a score now tied at one run apiece. A.J. Fuckel winds and delivers there. He throws it to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count of 1 ball and no strikes to Brock Allen. Jamie Adams would be next, and we'll get back to the top of the order here for the Chargers. Runners are on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch by Fuchtel. It's going to be inside for a ball. That's now 2 balls and no strikes. So Briar Cliff went down in order in the first inning of play. A triple and a couple of singles have played out a run here for BC in this second inning of play. Here comes the next pitch by Fuchtel. That's going to miss outside for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. Brent Hermanison behind the plate for Hastings again. Here in this first half of the doubleheader with A.J. Fuchtel on the mound. John LeMaster expected to start for Hastings in game number 2 today. A.J. Fuchtel looking at the runners at first and second base. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. That's down 3 balls and 1 strike. To Brock Allen. No home runs. Couple of RBIs for Allen so far this year. He has struck out 3 times. He has walked 2 times. Takes a couple of practice swings here in the right-hand batter's box. Fuchtel comes set on the mound. Now delivers to the plate. A fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. And Brian Cliff has loaded the bases up now here in the second inning of play. Baseline ball is given up there by A.J. Fuchtel. That's going to be his first walk of the ball game. He's got a couple of strikeouts. And now the pitching coach for Hastings College is going to come out and have a little word with A.J. Fuchtel, the Grand Island native who's throwing here for Hastings in game number 1. So, Briar Cliff has got the bases loaded here in the second inning of play. And only 1 man out. Coming up there next is going to be Jamie Adams. He is the shortstop. Adams has a batting average of only 120 on the season. Other games going on in the conference again today. Mount Marty playing at Concordia. That doubleheader has been delayed by a couple of hours in Seward as they continue to work the field there. Morningside is playing down at Doan today. And Briar Cliff here against Hastings. The conference leaders right now, Northwestern, they're at 9-1. They've got the day off today. Dakota Wesleyan next in line at 6-2. They are off today. And Doan is sitting in there at 7-3, the top 3 teams in the conference. A.J. Fuchtel stays out there. Bases are loaded here for Briar Cliff as the number 9 hitter in the batting order comes up there. There's a swing and a miss. Fuchtel just reaches back there with some steam and throws some heat to the plate, and a swing and a miss by Jamie Adams. Adams again with that batting average of 120 on the season. Backs out of the batter's box here. Takes a look down to their veteran head coach in the third base coaching box for Briar Cliff. That is Boyd Pinkin. Now in his 16th season, that's Briar Cliff. Next pitch is a ball. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike here to Jamie Adams. 3 base hits and 25 trips to the plate. He's got no home runs and 3 RBIs so far this year. A chance to do some damage here with the bases juiced up in inning number 2. 1-1 ball game between Briar Cliff and Hastings. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. And the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Only 1 man out for the Chargers. Looking to grab a lead here in this ball game. Down there at third base is Boswell. At second base is Romo. Over at first base is Allen. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Jamie Adams. Brandon Opsahl, the top of the order, the center fielder, is due up there next for the Chargers. A.J. Fuchtel works from the stretch with the bases juiced up here. Next pitch is going to be a called strike in the inside corner, and they get him looking there. That's the 3rd strike out of the ball game now for A.J. Fuchtel, a big one. Now there's 2 men out here in the second inning. And Brandon Opsahl will come to the plate next, the center fielder. He struck out his first time up there. So A.J. Fuchtel trying to work out of a jam here. He's allowed 1 run so far in the inning to tie up the ball game at a run apiece. But trying to get out of here with no further damage done. As the bases are still loaded, the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Ryan Etter, the second baseman, is due up next. Swinging the bat around in front of the first base dugout down here for the Chargers. Fuchtel continues to work from the stretch. The ball hit right back to the mound. It ricochets off of Fuchtel. It's picked up at second base by Reimer. He flips it to Salas, who gets the force out at second, and the inning is over. Fuchtel had that one It ricocheted off of his leg, or it was off with a rubber there. It's picked up by Ben Reimer at second base, who flips it to Salas, who records the out at second base, and Hastings gets out of the inning with only minimal damage done, with one run coming in for the Chargers after Briar Cliff loads up the bases. So we head to the bottom of the second inning now with a score. Hastings 1, Briar Cliff 1.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
At Haymarket Park today, after the second inning, it is Ohio State leading Nebraska by a score of 1-0. In Crete, Doan and Morningside, they are scoreless through two innings of play. Hastings College here with a 1-1 tie to the Briar Cliff Chargers as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. Coming up there for the Broncos is going to be Tanner Santarelli. Ryan Valdez will follow him. Ryan Anderson will follow him. If those guys can get aboard, we'll see Ben Reimer here in this second inning of play. Out there is going to be Zach Watts for Briar Cliff. Hastings got to him with a single and a RBI double by Brent Hermanison in the first inning of play, the play to their first run of the ball game. Santarelli has a batting average of .250 on the season as he fouls away this pitch on the first base side. And the count is at no balls and two strikes. 0-2 to Tanner Santarelli. He's the designated hitter in this ball game here today. Santarelli has got 9 base hits and 36 trips to the plate so far this year for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 1-2 the count. Santarelli has got 10 strikeouts. He's got 7 walks this year. In the hole right now, 1 ball and 2 strikes, leading off this second inning of play here at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be hit right in front of the plate. It's going to be retrieved there by the catcher as he throws it down to first base. It's going to be wide of the target. Boswell can't come up with it. Around the bag at first, heading on the second base is going to be Santarelli. So Santarelli gets aboard here. He took a swing at that one, but just got a little piece of it. It goes trickling out in front of the plate. The pitcher, Zach Watts, comes off the mound. He was going to grab it. Brock Allen, the catcher, he goes out there. Finally, Allen picked it up, and he threw it down to first base. It was wide of the target. Matt Boswell couldn't control it there. Santarelli makes the big turn, heads to second base. So he gets aboard here in the first error of the ball game on Briar Cliff, and that's going to bring up Brian Valdez next. Valdez was 1-for-1 at the plate yesterday. That was his only at-bat for the 2013 season. He lays down a bunt down the third baseline, fielded there. There's a throw to first base. They get him just in the nick of time. Valdez showing some good wheels down there. Dylan Romo gets him. The third baseman as he goes across the diamond there to Matt Boswell. So the sacrifice works for Valdez as he is thrown out on the play from third base to first base. Moving down to third base on the play is Tanner Santarelli. Here comes Ryan Anderson to the plate next. Ryan Anderson has a batting average of .152 on the season. He's got one of the two home runs for Hastings this year. One home run is RBI total is sitting at 6 as he takes a strike here. Nothing and one to Ryan Anderson. He is the center fielder for Hastings College. Zach Watts working from the stretch now. That runner down there at third base, that's Tanner Santarelli. Backing out of the batter's box is going to be Anderson. Just his batting helmet. Now he's back in there. On the right-hand side is Zach Watts comes center of the mound. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be just outside. Just misses down around the knees. And the count goes to 1-1. 1-1 the count here to Ryan Anderson. Ben Reimer in on deck. And then we'll see Gabe Salas. Hastings trying to reclaim the lead here in the second inning of play. Watts again throws one to the plate. He jams him inside, and the pitch is going to be fouled right into the Bronco dugout here in the third base side. Hastings in their white uniforms again this afternoon. Crimson numbers, crimson lettering across the front. Briar Cliff in their gray pants and their yellow tops with their blue trim here today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field. Backing up is going to be Talamantes, and he comes up with it. He makes the catch, but tagging up and scoring as he comes home on the play. That's going to be Tanner Santarelli. So Anderson drives that ball deep out to Angel Talamantes in left field, who makes the catch. But tagging up and scoring from third base is Tanner Santarelli, and now Hastings reclaims the lead. The score is now 2-1 in favor of the Broncos. Ben Reimer comes to the plate next. First at-bat here for Reimer in the very first pitch. He fouls it over in the first base side, going over toward the fence and unable to make the catch. It's going to be Boswell, the first baseman. So Reimer, a long strike there. His batting average is at .071. Reimer has got one base hit and 14 trips to the plate this year. Got the start here at second base for the Broncos today. So Reimer comes back and grabs the bat. Right-hand batter's box as he waits on the next pitch from Zach Watts, who's now working from the full windup with nobody on the base pads. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now nothing in two to Ben Reimer. There's two men out here in this second inning of play. Hastings with a run in. They scored one in the first and now one in the second. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball. And it's now one ball and two strikes here to Ben Reimer. No RBIs for Reimer this year. No home runs. He's got a double to his credit. He hits that one right back to the pitcher, Zach Watts. A line drive right back to Zach Watts on the mound as he goes to his knees and grabs that one. So Ben Reimer, a hard hit ball, but right back to the pitcher. That ends the inning, but Hastings comes up with a one. One run on no hits. One error on Briar Cliff, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning now with a score. Hastings 2, Briar Cliff 1.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 2, Briar Cliff 1. Here in the third inning of play, there's a hard hit ball again toward left field. That's going to be in the gap. Leading off here in this third inning of play, around the bag at first, on his way to second base and stopping there is going to be Ryan Etter. Ryan Etter leads off this third inning of play with a double again to left center field. So Briar Cliff gets their leadoff man here in the third on the base pads. And now Angel Talamantes coming to the plate next. He is the left fielder. So Ryan Etter, the second batter in the batting order, sends that one out to left center field. That one rolls out there forever. Finally picked up by Ryan Valdez. So Briar Cliff has a base runner here to begin this third inning of play. A leadoff double by Ryan Etter. Talamantes coming to the plate next. He flew out to center field his first time up there, as he will take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Talamantes. He started the day with a batting average of .234. He's 0-for-1 so far today. Talamantes swings the bat here in the right-hand batter's box. A.J. Fruchtel works from the stretch, and he throws into the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now is at one ball and one strike to Talamantes. He leads the team in RBIs this year for the Chargers. He's got 11. Leads the team in walks with 14 and leads the team in strikeouts with 20. A.J. Fruchtel works in the stretch. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on, tap, foul. third baseline. And the count remains at 1-2. Angel Talamantes is a 5'7", 178-pound junior from Casson, Minnesota. Looking at the count now, 1-2 in the third inning of play. Hastings has got the lead over Briarcliff in the first half of the doubleheader today. By the score of 2-1. Next pitch is a breaking pitch, a cold third strike, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 4 in the ball game now for A.J. Futtle. He had one in the first. He had a couple of strikeouts in the second inning of play, and now against Angel Talamantes, looking at a called third strike there. So 4 strikeouts for A.J. Frechtel. He has walked one batter thus far. Here comes Brad Winkleman to the plate next. He's the DH. He hits that one to the left side. He sneaks through there for a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Etter. Ball was picked up by Valdez out in left field, and no throw to the plate. And Briarcliff comes back to tie things up at 2 runs apiece.
Now number 24, Matt.
Winkleman gets an RBI single here in this third inning of play. That brings home Ryan Etter all the way around from second base. So it's a 2-2 ball game now. And now Matt Fichtner will come to the plate next. He's the guy who hit the triple. Fichtner hit a triple to left center field his last time up there. And now he's going to step in there with a man on first base. That is Winkleman. So Fichtner comes to the plate. He fouls this one back to the press box here. And the count is nothing and one to Matt Fichtner. Fichtner so far this year, he has got 30 base hits now and 94 trips to the plate. 7 doubles and a triple and a home run. So he's got a little bit of power here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 1-1 to Matt Fichtner. Briarcliff is stealing bases this year, 23 out of 29. As they throw a pitch to the plate here, it's going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is sitting at 2-1 on Matt Fichtner. Again, Winkleman is your base runner down there at first base for Briarcliff. He has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. The next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now even up at 2-2. Matt Boswell would be next for the Chargers. There's one man out here for Briarcliff. They got a run in here in the second inning of play. Next pitch by A.J. Fuchtel is going to be popped up out towards center field. And Anderson is going to grab it out there for the second out of the inning. So Matt Fichtner will fly out to Ryan Anderson, who loses his baseball cap out there as he picks it up now after making the catch. 2 outs in the third inning of play. Winkleman still at first base. Matt Boswell, the first baseman, comes up there next. He had a base hit as well back there in the second inning of play, but was left stranded on the base pads. So Matt Boswell comes to the plate for the second time here today. And the pitch is hit to the right side. It's going to get through there for a base hit. Picked up by Delafonte out in right field for Hastings College, who immediately gets the ball back to the infield. So a base hit there by Matt Boswell. He gets his second base into the ball game. A single. Moving along to second base in the play is going to be Brad Winkleman. Boswell is on at first, and here comes Dylan Romo to the plate next. He had a single as well back there in the second inning of play. So the bottom half of the order here for Briarcliff has done a little damage here against A.J. Frechtel and Hastings College. Frechtel again will work from the stretch with runners on now at first and second base. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike as a big gust of wind comes up and blows some infield dust around. Romo behind in the count of no balls and one strike. Wind's gusting to 30 miles per hour here this afternoon, blowing out at Duncan Field. There comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Goes after a low pitch there and comes up empty. So Dylan Romo is looking at a count of no balls and two strikes. There's two men out here in this third inning of play. A tie ball game at 2 runs apiece. Next pitch is swung on, tapped foul on the third baseline. Again, in front of the Bronco dugout down here. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 here to Dylan Romo. Runners on at first and second base. That's Boswell down at first, and Winkleman is on at second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Hermanis, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Winkleman. So Winkleman gets down there to third base in scoring position now. Now Briarcliff has got runners on at first and third base. But the count here at the plate is sitting at 1-2 to Dylan Romo. Brock Allen would be next. Briarcliff has scored a run in the second and one so far here in the third inning of play. Runners sneaking away from the bags at first and third. A.J. Fructo working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Delafonte comes on and watches it fall right in front of him. Picks it up on a hop out there in right field, and another run is going to come in and score. Dylan Romo gets a little blooper to right field. And coming into scoring the play is going to be Winkleman. That makes it a 3-2 ball game now in favor of Briarcliff. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Boswell. Romo is on at first base now for the Chargers. And coming to the plate next is going to be Brock Allen. We've seen a couple of bloopers here in the ball game today. Delafonte was on his horse, but he couldn't get there. And it falls right in front of him as he picks it up on the hop. But that allows Winkleman to come in to score. Briarcliff reclaims the lead now at 3-2 in this seesaw battle. Brock Allen takes the pitch outside here for a ball. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next one. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Brock Allen. You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS. We're at Duncan Field. Hastings with home series with Morningside yesterday and Briarcliff here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball, and it's three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Brock Allen. He is the catcher for Briarcliff. Jamie Adams, the shortstop, is due up there next. A.J. Fructo working from the stretch. Here comes a 3-0. It's going to be tapped. Slow roller out here. Reimer charges at second. He grabs the ball, throws it to first base. It is in time. Yes, they get him out at first base. Well, that was just a slow roller out there. Ben Reimer, he comes charging in on the grassy portion of the infield and then makes an off-balance throw over to first baseman John LeMaster. They got him just in time there. So the inning is over here for Briarcliff, but the Chargers come back. They'll score two runs here in this inning. Two runs on four base hits. No errors on Hastings. And two men left on the base pads. We head to the bottom of the third inning now. The score, Briarcliff 3, Hastings 2.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Hastings Duncan Field here today, Hastings College and Briarcliff. Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball action. Zach Watts is going to come out and pitch for Briarcliff here in this inning. Of course, today is Sunday of the Masters, always a big day. Angel Cabrera continues to lead along with Brant Snedeker. They're at 7-under par. They have yet to tee off today. Adam Scott is currently in third place at -6. He has yet to tee off today. Jason Day also in there at -6. He is 1-under so far. Tiger Woods, he's in a tie for 7th place. He is through 2 holes so far. This last day of the Masters, he's sitting at -3. So Tiger is 4 shots off the lead. Hastings College batting down here in the bottom half of the third inning. It'll be Gabe Salas. We've got the top of the order coming up here. Broncos have scored a run in the first and one in the second inning against the Chargers. As Gabe Salas takes a look at a strike there, 1-1 the count. Salas, he flew out to center field his first time up there. So we've seen a little offense here in this ball game here. A seesaw battle between the Chargers and the Broncos here today. Now Hastings finds himself down by a run again. 3-2 is the score. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike to Gabe Salas for Hastings. Salas has been up to the plate more than anybody else on this team. There's a bouncing ball to Romo at third. His throw across the diamond is going to be in time. So Gabe Salas is retired in the play from third to first. 5-3 officially in the books, and that brings up Tyler Delafonte next. Right fielder. Delafonte, he had a single in the first inning of play. Came around to score on the Brent Hermanison double back there in the first. The first run of the ball game for the Broncos. So Delafonte comes up, looking to continue his success here at the plate. And the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Belafonte started the day with a batting average of .308 for the Broncos. He's got a triple to his credit so far this year. No home runs and 5 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. 2 balls and no strikes as the sun trying to peek out of the cloud cover here today. There's a ball hit toward right field. Out there is Fichtner, and he moves about 2 steps and makes the catch. So Tyler Delafonte will fly out to Matt Fichtner out in right field for the second out of this third inning of play. Here comes Brent Hermanison up there for Hastings now. Madison had 3 base hits in the ball games yesterday against Morningside, including a big double in the fourth inning to play. They get the Broncos started, kind of kick-started that inning as Hastings scored all their runs in the fourth inning of the second half of the doubleheader and held on to beat the Morningside Mustangs yesterday by a score of 5-4. Madison takes a look at a pitch outside here, 1-0 the count. Brent working here as he digs in from the right-hand side. Next pitch from Zach Watts is going to be outside. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes. John LeMaster will be next, and then Adam Brown here. But he sings with 2 men out in the third inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away straight back at us and over our heads out of play. 2-1 the count. Briarcliff has already got 7 base hits in the ball game against A.J. Fruchtel and the Broncos. Hastings has been out hit so far in this contest, 7-2. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Watts not going to give Brent Hermanison anything good to hit here, but he's got to come home. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Brent Hermanison gets aboard on a baseline balls there from Zach Watts. Connor Thomas will come out and run for him now at first base. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Zach Watts. So Brent Hermanison picks up a walk here in this third inning of play. That is the 9th time that he has walked this season. And now John LeMaster will come to the plate next. LeMaster struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. LeMaster yesterday at the plate in the doubleheader against Morningside was 0-5. So John about due here is 0-6. As he takes a strike here in the outside corner, nothing into 1 to LeMaster, where's number 13 in that white uniform here for the Broncos. 2 men out for Hastings College. Connor Thomas down there at first base. They throw over there. That was close. Connor Thomas was flinching like he wanted to go toward second base on a steal, but the throw over there from Zach Watts and the tag applied by Matt Boswell was very, very close. Connor Thomas again taking a good lead down there at first base. And there he goes. It's a pitch out and throw down there for Briarcliff. A head first slide. He is in there. So Briarcliff was had a little inkling that Connor Thomas would be going in the pitch there. A pitch out. Brock Allen throws it down to second base, but a head first slide by Connor Thomas gets under the tag, and he has got a stolen base here. Thomas is now 2-for-2 in stealing bases this year. So he is now in scoring position at second base as John LeMaster has the bat in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in the inning, and there's another strike to John LeMaster, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nothing in 2 to LeMaster with a man on in scoring position down there at second base. LeMaster has struck out 12 times so far this year. He has walked 8 times. He's behind in the count here at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Next pitch just misses as LeMaster lets that one sailing right back in the glove of Brock Allen, the catcher. 2 balls and 2 strikes. John can get aboard. We'll see Adam Brown. Hastings is trailing here in this ball game to Briarcliff by a score of 3-2. Zach Watts looks in for the sign from his catcher, Allen. Comes center on the mound. Now throws into the plate. It's swung on. Hit towards short. Charging. Grabbing the ball. Adams. He gets it to first base. That's going to be in time. Keeping his foot on the bag there was Matt Boswell. Throws a little bit off target, but John LeMaster is retiring the play from shortstop to first. And the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to the top of the 4th now with the score. Briarcliff 3, Hastings 2.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire Store. Buy three Cooper CS4 Touring tires and get the fourth tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires, now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
So Byron Cliff leading Hastings by the score of 3-2 now as we head to the top of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Doubleheader at Duncan Field on this Sunday afternoon. Doan is out on top of Morningside. 5-3 is the score there. They're after four innings in Crete. Daniel Morrow has just hit a solo home run for the Tigers. So Doan out on top of Morningside by a score of 5-3 in action in Crete today. Of course, Morningside played here yesterday, picking up a split against the Hastings College. So A.J. Fruchtel comes out. He'll continue to throw here for the Broncos in this fourth inning of play. And Briar Cliff comes up there. This is going to be Jamie Adams. So Jamie Adams, the shortstop, comes out there. The number 9 hitter in the batting order. The count to him is at 2-1. There's the ball hit over the head of Reimer at second base in the right field for a base hit. Delafonte picks it up, bobbles the ball, now picks it up and gets it back to Reimer at second. So Jamie Adams, he leads off this fourth inning of play with another single. He has 8 hits in the ball game now for the Briar Cliff Chargers, and we're just into the fourth inning.
Brandon Opsahl
comes up there next. Opsahl reached on a fielder's choice, and now Jim Bovee has seen enough. A.J. Fruchtel, his time on the mound is going to be limited right here. Usually when you see the coach, that's going to be all she wrote, and that's going to be the case as Bovee asks for the baseball, and A.J. Fruchtel is going to be knocked out here after 3 innings of play as the Broncos make a pitching change here in this fourth inning of play. So a pitching change coming up. We'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 3, Hastings College 2.
The ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day. 18 holes of golf, 2 golfers, Southern Hills Golf Course, normally $64, only $30. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Hastings College is going to be Patrick Williamson, a sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado, 5'9", 230-pounder. Williamson actually threw yesterday in one of the ball games against Morningside. Williamson, he went 2 2/3 innings yesterday, giving up 2 hits, 1 earned run, no base on balls, and no strikeouts. So Williamson going back-to-back duty here for Hastings College in this series. Yesterday against Morningside and now against the Briar Cliff here today. The Chargers have a man on. And there's a little slow tapper out in front of the plate, picked up by Hermanison, the catcher. He throws it down to first base. That's going to be in time. That catches Brandon Opsahl. But moving along to second base on the play is going to be Jamie Adams. So Opsahl just got a little piece of that one. It goes trickling out there. And he's thrown out. Hermanison down to first base. So a runner moves on to second base on the play. It's going to bring up Brian Etter next. So Fruchtel is out after 3 innings. And now Williamson is in there. the pitcher for Hastings College here in this fourth inning of play. Ryan Etter comes up. He had a double the last time up there, scored a run. Also grounded out, so he's 1-for-2 so far today. He started the day with a batting average of .203. So Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings College. It is 3-2, and they have got a man on in scoring position down there at second base in the form of Jamie Adams. He takes the lead there, and Williamson will look that way, works from the stretch here. As the big guy powers a pitch to the plate, it's going to be in there for a strike. And the count goes to one ball and one strike here to Ryan Etter. So Patrick Williamson, now the pitcher here for Hastings College. He has thrown 16 and two-thirds innings for the Broncos this year. His ERA is sitting at 4.96. Taking some time here between pitches, and now throws one to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. Williamson has a 1-2 record. No saves this year, giving up 24 hits in those 16 and two-thirds innings. 15 runs scored, 9 of them earned, 7 base on balls, 4 strikeouts. Teams are batting .358 against him. There's a high fastball there that misses, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count here to Ryan Etter, the number 2 guy in the batting order. Angel Talamantes is due up there next, the left fielder. There's nobody out here in the fourth inning. Briarcliff already leading by the score of 3-2 this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch by Williamson. It's going to miss inside, and he walks him. So the first walk of the ball game given up there by Patrick Williamson. Now runners are on at first and second base here in the fourth inning. There is one man out. I think I said nobody out, but there is one man out here in the inning. Angel Talamantes coming to the plate next. He is the left fielder. The outs not working again on the official scoreboard here at Duncan Field. Will malfunction from our week off. Here comes the next pitch to the plate by Williamson. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. So 1-0 the count as the wind continues to blow. Kind of a cloudy, windy, cool day today at Duncan Field with the wind blowing out here at the yard. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Who's calling for it? It's going to be Salas at shortstop, and he makes the catch back on the edge of the outfield grass. That is the second out of the inning now, as Angel Talamantes will fly out to the shortstop in Gabe Salas. Coming up there next is going to be Brad Winkleman. He is the designated hitter. He had an RBI single back there in the third inning of play, came around to score himself. And also he has struck out of the ball game, so he is 1-for-2 so far today. His batting average is sitting at .211 on the season. Runners are at first and second base. Etter is down there at first base, and Jimmy Adams is aboard at second. Patrick Williamson throws one to the plate. That ball's hit the left side of the diamond. It sneaks through there for a base hit. Valdez picks it out in left field. Coming home on the play. Here comes one run. Here comes the throw in. It gets away. It rolls in front of the Bronco dugout. Here comes the second run of the plate. 2-run score. The hit was right in between Adam Brown, the third baseman, Gabe Salas, the shortstop. The hit there by Winkleman. The drive home, a run. Valdez picks it up, gets the ball back to the infield, and another run comes in to score as Hastings bobbles the ball, and it got loose as it goes trickling in right in front of the dugout here on the third base side. So 2 runs score there on a base hit to left center field. So now Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. Ending up at second base on the play is going to be Winkleman. Now coming to the plate is going to be Matt Fichtner, the right fielder. So Hastings is going to be charged with an error as well on that particular play, as that allowed the second run to come in to score as the ball got loose and came here in front of the Bronco dugout here in the third base side. First error of the ball game for the Broncos, and it occurs here in the fourth inning after they had 6 errors in one of the ball games yesterday against Morningside. Now they got to shake that loose, at least to get it out of their minds. They let those errors really bother them yesterday and ended up costing them in that ball game against Morningside. They lost to the Mustangs by a score of 6-0. Here comes the pitch to the plate there. It's going to be in there for a strike on Fichtner. And the count is at no balls and 2 strikes. So nothing in 2. 5-2 is the score. Briarcliff has now got the lead over the Broncos here in this fourth inning of play. Matt Boswell will be next. But there's 2 men out here in the fourth. Williamson working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base. Throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low. Blocked there from Hermanson from coming back to the screen. And the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Fichtner had a batting average to start the day at 312. He's the guy who had that towering triple back there in the second inning of play. Fichtner has had a triple, and he has flown out to center field in his two plate appearances. He hits that one right to Salas at shortstop and makes the catch. So Fichtner lines out to the shortstop Salas to end the inning. But again, Briar Cliff comes up with a couple of runs here in the fourth inning of play. They have scored in the second, third, and fourth innings. Two runs here in this inning on three base hits, one error on Hastings, and one man left on the base pads. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning now with a score. Briar Cliff 5, Hastings 2.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Ohio State now leading Nebraska 2-0. They're after three innings of play at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. Ohio State 2, Nebraska nothing. The Buckeyes have out-hit the Huskers so far 4-1 in that ball game today. Briar Cliff has come back here. They've got the lead over Hastings College. The score is 5-2. Briar Cliff has out-hit Hastings in this ball game 9-2. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit as Hastings gets things started. Adam Brown gets a single there for Hastings. Gets try there at shortstop by Jamie Adams. Dives out there. He cannot come up with the ball as Adam Brown gets a single here to lead off the Hastings half of the fourth inning. Tanner Santarelli coming up there next. Hastings scoring a run in the first inning and one in the second. And now they find themselves down 5-2 in the ball game. That's the third base hit for Hastings College here in this one. Tanner Santarelli coming to the plate next. He reached on an error back there in the second inning and came around to score a run. Zach Watts continues to throw out there for Briar Cliff as he throws one inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Tanner Santarelli. So A.J. Fruchtel knocked out for Hastings College, but Zach Watts still out there with the Briar Cliff Chargers, a starting pitcher. He's given up the three hits so far. He's got one walk and a strikeout so far in this ball game. Man is on at first base. That's Adam Brown. Takes his lead down there. Matt Boswell will hold him on defensively. Stays put there as the pitch comes to the plate. He's going to be outside for a ball. Blocked there from Brock Allen, the catcher. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. First game of two here today at Duncan Field. Sunday afternoon baseball with action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a swing and a miss by Tanner Santarelli. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes on Tanner. He started the day with a batting average of 250 for Hastings College. 0-1 officially so far today. Waits on the next pitch. That's going to be a throw over to first base. It's not in time. Diving back in there is Adam Brown. Santarelli so far this season, no home runs. He's driven home 9 runs for the Broncos. Waits on the pitch here from Zach Watts. And here it comes. It's on the way. It's going to be poked foul on the first base side. Tanner Santarelli yesterday in the doubleheader against Morningside, officially 0-1 at the plate. Had a couple of walks in that series. And also scored a run for Hastings as the Broncos split with the Mustangs yesterday. Two balls and two strikes here to Tanner Santarelli. Next pitch comes inside and it beams him. He just stood there. And the off-speed breaking pitch there just hit him. And now the head coach for Briar Cliff is going to come out and have a little word with the home plate umpire here. Tanner Santarelli just stood there. Made no attempt to get out of the way on that slow breaking pitch. But it hit him right on the left arm. He is awarded first base here. As Tanner Santarelli heads down on a free pass. Adam Brown moves along to second base. And here's Ryan Valdez now. He comes to the plate. Ryan Valdez laid down a sacrifice his last time up there. He was 1-for-1 at the plate yesterday in his only plate appearance. So he sings with base runners on at first and second base. And now Briar Cliff will play with the infield in at first and third base. There's an attempted bunt again. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. Valdez unable to lay one down there. So nothing and one to Ryan Valdez for Hastings College. Valdez is a junior. 5'6", 165-pounder from Evergreen, Colorado. Zach Watts working from the stretch. Valdez again squares around the bunt. Lays it down. Picked up there by the pitcher. He throws it to third base. It's by the third baseman, Dylan Romo. Here comes one run to the plate. Here comes the second one to the plate for Hastings College. And two runs are going to score as the throw comes in. And Valdez ends up at second base on the bunt. So Ryan Valdez lays down the bunt. The pitcher, Zach Watts, he come off of the mound to grab it. He throws it to third base. Dylan Romo, he couldn't come up with it. And it goes out here in the no man's land in foul territory. In the meantime, two runs come in to score for Hastings College, and that makes it a 5-4 ball game. That's the way we like to do it there. Two runs come in to score on a bunt. So it's an error chalked up there on the pitcher on this throw to first base. Throw to third base. Ryan Valdez ends up at second. Two runs coming to score. There's nobody out, and Ryan Anderson comes to the plate next. Check that. We're going to have a pinch hitter in here now. That's going to be him. Yeah, Ryan Anderson, number 29, as he's up there. Ryan Anderson in the right-hand batter's box, and now he backs out of there. He fouled away the first pitch. Nothing at one to Anderson, the center fielder. He flew out to left field his first time up there. So the Broncos have scored runs in the first, second, and fourth innings here today. Anderson scores around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes a pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike here to Ryan Anderson. Ben Reimer would be next, and we'll see the top of the order in Gabe Salas. Hastings trying to reclaim the lead here. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning of our first game today at Duncan Field. Again, he squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes a pitch down low for a ball. Charging there, first base was Matt Boswell. Romo's down there at third base, about even with the bag there, but he's got to stay close because he's got a runner down there at second in Ryan Valdez for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by Watts, again in a bunt. That's going to be popped up, and it's caught by the catcher. Brock Allen picks up the ball there as it's popped up right here at the plate. So Ryan Anderson pops one back to the catcher, trying to lay down the bunt. And now Ben Reimer comes up there next. There's one man out for Hastings now in this fourth inning of play with a runner still on at second base. That's Valdez. Reimer lined one back to the pitcher back there in inning number two. So he's 0-for-1 today. Batting average at .071. He lays down a bunt right by the pitcher, Zach Watts. And that's going to be a base hit for Reimer. Perfectly laid down bunt there by Ben Reimer. Right in between the pitcher's mound and third base. Zach Watts came off of the mound to try to grab it there, but it was perfectly placed. And no throw to first base as Ben Reimer gets aboard. Valdez moves over to third base on the play. And now the Broncos have the top of the order coming up there, and Gabe Salas. So he sings with two runs in here in the fourth inning of play. There's one man out, and runners are on at the corners at first and third. Some good speed over there with Reimer down there at first base. He takes the lead there. There he goes at first, and the ball's going to be hit to the right side. That's a base hit. One run comes in to score. Reimer around second base. He's going to stop at third. So there's a base hit there by Gabe Salas. It drives home a run. Salas pokes one to right field. Reimer was going on a pitch there, and Gabe Salas pokes it right behind him into right field. Picked up there by Matt Fichtner. Run comes in to score as Salas drives one home. That makes it a 5-5 ball game now as Hastings has come back to score three runs. Broncos are stringing together some hits here today, something we didn't see a whole lot of yesterday. Here comes Tyler Delafonte to the plate. He's the right fielder. He is 1-for-2 so far today. A single, scored a run in the first inning of play. And he flew out to right field, his only other plate appearance up there today. And he will take a strike here, nothing and one to Tyler Delafonte. He started the day with a batting average of .308. Actually leads the team in on-base percentage. His average there is at .440. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike as we gaze down into the bullpen for Byron Cliff. Nobody is up and throwing right now. We are in inning number four. Zach Watts has went all the way here for Briar Cliff. Hastings getting the job done, but playing small ball here today. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be hit. It's going to be back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit. One run comes in to score. Picked up there by Opsahl in the center field. And the runner's going to stay at third base. Ben Reimer moves around to third base on the play. Ben Reimer comes in to score. Gabe Salas moves around to a third base on the play. As Tyler Delafonte gets a base hit here with the Broncos. And now the pitching coach for Briar Cliff is going to come out and have a couple of words here with Zach Watts. So the Broncos have ignited things here. They've got six base hits now in the ball game as Tyler Delafonte gets aboard here. And now the conversation is going to continue on the mound here. Hastings has now got the lead by a score of 6-5. Four runs in so far for Hastings College here in this inning. Brent Hermanison will come to the plate next. So Salas, Delafonte, Reimer all coming up with big base hits here in this particular ball game. Brian Valdez here in this inning also getting aboard. Adam Brown started things off with a single to start off the inning. It's now a 6-5 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. A single by Delafonte brings home a couple of runs there for Hastings College. Now runners are on at first and third. And here comes the pitch to Brent Hermanison. Is going to be in there for a strike. Hermanison had a RBI double back there in the first inning of play. Reached on a base on balls in inning number three. The eighth guy to come to the plate here for Hastings here in this inning. Now Zach Watts. Looking to third base, looking to first base. Nobody there either side for Briar Cliff. Hangs on to the baseball, now climbs back on top of the rubber and throws it into the plate. A breaking pitch there, misses outside, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. So Hastings has battled back a couple of times here in the ball game today. Now the Broncos have got the lead 6-5 here in this fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. Hermanison hits that one to straightaway center field. Backing up is Opsahl. He makes the catch for the out. And coming in to score, tagging up at third base, is going to be Gabe Salas. Okay. So Brent Hermanison, he flies out to center field, but that one produces a run as well as Gabe Salas comes in from third base to score. That makes it a 7-5 ball game in favor of Hastings. Staying over there at first base on the play is Tyler Delafonte. So Brent Hermanison, he does the job there as he gives that baby a ride out to center field. Opsahl makes the catch for the out there for Briar Cliff. Two outs now in the inning, but tagging up and scoring easily was Gabe Salas. The runner is still at first base. That's Delafonte. Hastings now with five runs in. Boy, the fourth inning has been good for Hastings this weekend. Scoring five runs here in this inning today. Also had a five-run inning in the fourth yesterday against Morningside. That was all they needed in their second half of the doubleheader. They beat Morningside by a score of 5-4. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. This is John LeMaster at the plate now. LeMaster is 0-2 so far today. Struck out once and has grounded out once. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. So nine men have come to the plate now for Hastings here in this fourth inning. Broncos now have a 7-5 lead over Briar Cliff in the first half of this doubleheader. Sneaking away from the bag down at first base is Delafonte. He's going to go as the pitch is outside to throw it down there, not in time. Delafonte gets the stolen base there for Hastings. Broncos have not really been a base-stealing team here this year. 8 out of 13 in stealing bases coming to the ball game here today. But Delafonte, he gets a stolen base here. That's his first swipe of the season. Hastings has got a man on in scoring position now. In second base with a count of three balls and one strike here to John LeMaster. Next pitch is in there. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is now at three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here to John LeMaster for Hastings College. Adam Brown would be next. Hastings out on top by a score of 7-5 here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. A called third strike. And he strikes out. John LeMaster throwing the bat away. He was on his way down to first base. But LeMaster strikes out for the second time here today. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Zach Watts. Both the victims was John LeMaster. But Hastings comes up with a big, big inning here in the fourth. Hastings scores five runs, and now the Broncos have the lead. As we head to the fifth inning, the score, it is Hastings 7, Briarcliff 5.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Broncos now have the lead over the Chargers. The score is 7-5. It's going to be Patrick Williamson coming back out here for the Broncos in the fifth. He came out in relief last inning. Matt Boswell is the guy to lead things off here for Briarcliff in this fifth. Boswell is the first baseman. He takes a look at the pitch there from Williamson. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to Matt Boswell. Started the day with a batting average of 189. He has helped it out a little bit today. He's got a couple of singles to his credit in this ball game today. He stands in there from the right-hand side. Williamson working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads here for Briarcliff. And the next pitch is going to be down low, scooped up there by Brent Hermanison. One ball and one strike. Briarcliff scoring a run in the second. They had two runs in the third inning of play and two more in the fourth. Hastings erupting for five runs in the last half of an inning. Ball's going to be popped up first base side. LeMaster comes over into foul territory and squeezes the ball right into his glove there as Matt Boswell fouls out to the first baseman, John LeMaster. Hastings scoring one run in the first inning, one more in the second, and then five in the fourth inning of play. Strolling to the plate next is going to be Dylan Romo for Briarcliff. Couple of singles for Romo out of this number seven position. He's got an RBI. Start of the day with a batting average of 263. So he waits on the pitch here from Williamson. It's on the way, and it's going to be a strike. No balls and one strike here to Dylan Romo. They started the day with a batting average of 263. 10 base hits, 38 trips to the plate for Romo here this season, coming into this series with Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch by Williamson. It's right across the center portion of the plate for another strike. No balls and two strikes. Brock Allen is due up there next. Romo has walked five times. He has struck out six times so far this year. Williamson looks in for the sign from his catcher, Brent Hermanison. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be down low, a little bit outside. And it is now one ball and two strikes. One and two the count here. Romo with a double. To his credit this year, nine RBIs, no home runs. Williamson, again from the stretch, fires one to the plate. That's going to be down low, scooped up again by Brent Hermanison, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. John LeMaster will be the starting pitcher for Hastings in game number two here today. It'll follow about 25 to 30 minutes after the completion of this one. We're in the fifth inning, top half of the fifth. Next pitch is going to be tapped down the line at third. Fielded there by Brown. His long throw to first base is going to be wide of the target. Ball gets away, but it hits the first base coach down there for Briarcliff. And LeMaster picks it up, but safe for the bag is going to be Dylan Romo. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Broncos. Well, the first base coach, he got beamed there as the ball went sailing by John LeMaster. Really kept the ball within a reasonable distance of first base there, and unable to advance was Dylan Romo, so that's probably a good thing for Hastings that the ball hit the first base coach down there, but not so good for the Charger assistant down there. Brock Allen comes in the plate next. So the error is chalked up there on Hastings College. And now it's going to be Brock Allen coming to the plate next. Actually, they're going to give him a base hit on that one. Score is in a good mood here today. So a single by Dylan Romo. That's the 10th base hit for Briar Cliff. Here's the next pitch by Williamson. It's going to be fouled away back over the screen. Out of play. So Brock Allen is now looking at one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count there to Allen. Jamie Adams would be next. Briar Cliff trying to come back here in this one. Now trailing by a score of 7-5. Each team has had leads in this ball game today. Down there at first base is Romo now. Stealing bases. He has not attempted one so far this year, but he's going to attempt one right here, and he's have to go back as the ball is fouled back right in front of us here. Fouled back right in our direction. 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Allen. He is the catcher for Briar Cliff. Jamie Adams would be next, and we'll see the top of the order in Brendan Opsahl here in this ball game. Inching away again from the bag at first base is Romo. We'll see if he takes off again. Got a good-sized lead down there. LeMaster holds him on. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's hit to the right side. Reimer goes over to his left, grabs the ball at second, and he throws it to first baseman John LeMaster to record the out. So Brock Allen is retired in the play from second to first. That's the second out of the inning now for Briar Cliff. Man moves down to second base in the play. That is Romo. And Jamie Adams now, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, comes up there for the Chargers. He is the shortstop. Adams struck out back there in the second inning of play. He had a single and scored a run in the fourth. So he's 1-for-2 so far today. Started the day with a batting average of only 120. Chance to do some damage here with a runner on in scoring position at second base. Williamson looks that way, throws one to the plate. That one just misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0-2 now to Jamie Adams for Briar Cliff. He's a 5'11", 160-pound junior from El Paso, Texas. 1-0 the count here to Jamie Adams. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to be in foul territory. Gets out of play on the first base side. And the count to Jamie Adams now is sitting at 1-1. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today between Hastings and Briar Cliff. First half of the doubleheader. Adams waiting here in the right-hand batter's box for the Chargers. A 1-1 pitch here from Williamson is on the way. It's swung on. Tap foul again on third base side. Is that 1-2 to Adams. Jamie so far this year has walked 3 times. He has struck out 5 times. No home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Strolling around here in the right-hand batter's box, and now we'll dig in here with a count of 1-2. There's 2 men out here in this fifth inning of play. Hastings out on top of Briar Cliff today by the score of 7-5. We've seen 16 base hits between the two teams today. There's the ball. It's hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit again. Ryan Anderson picks it up in center field. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Romo. And now it's a 7-6 ball game in favor of the Broncos. So Dylan Romo comes around from second base to score there. The number 9 hitter in the batting order, Jamie Adams, delivers up his second hit of the ball game. This one produces a run here. It's now 7-6. The man on at first base. And now coming to the plate for Briar Cliff, we're going to have a new man coming out there.
Now hitting for Briar Cliff, number 20, Gary
Davis. Gary Davis is going to come out. Gary Davis here in this fifth inning will come to the plate for the first time. So Gary Davis has a batting average of .286 on the season, and now it's going to be Jim Bovee strolling to the mound again. So Gary Davis is coming out of the dugout for Briar Cliff to pinch hit here. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College as well in the fifth inning of play. So Williamson will come to the dugout. It's a 7-6 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. We got a pitching change in store for Hastings College. We'll be back right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Warm weather means lots of outdoor activities, but some of those outdoor activities can also mean you might need to use an extension cord. Visit your nearest Hardware Hank and pick up Wood's 25-foot all-weather extension cord, created for year-round use during all weather conditions due to its extra flexible cord. Pick up Wood's 25-foot all-weather extension cord and enjoy your outdoor fun this spring and summer.
The ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day, 18 holes of golf, two golfers, Southern Hills Golf Course, normally $64, only $30. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Hastings College is going to be Addison Ives. Ives is a 5'9", 155-pounder from Littleton, Colorado. He saved the day yesterday, picked up a save in the second ball game against Morningside. He threw 1 1/3 innings. He gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, no base on balls, and a couple of strikeouts. He was out there when Hastings College finished things off yesterday. So Addison Ives is into the ball game now for Hastings here in another crucial situation. 7-6 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead, but Brian Cliff has got the tying run on the base pads at first base in the form of Jamie Adams, who just drove home the sixth run of the ball game for the Chargers. Up to the plate now is going to be Davis, who's pinch hitting here. Gary Davis, he's got 10 base hits and 35 trips to the plate this year. No home runs and 3 RBIs. Right-handed hitter here, working against the right-handed throwing Addison Ives. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Gary Davis has walked one time. He has struck out 5 times here this year. So 7-6 is the score. Byron Cliff keeping the pressure on Hastings. They have scored in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings so far. Of course, Hastings had the big inning, the 5-run fourth inning. Broncos now have a 1-run lead, 7-6. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It's going to be in there for a strike. Davis wanted to pull the trigger and did not. And the count to him is now full at 3-2. So 3-2 the count here to Gary Davis. Ryan Etter would be next here for the Chargers. Two men out here for BC in this fifth inning of play. There goes the runner, and the ball is going to be tapped down the line. It's going to be in foul territory. Foul territory. That would have been major problems there for Hastings College. Down the line at third base. Ends up out here in foul territory down the left field line. All the way around to third base quickly was Jamie Adams. He would have scored easily there for Brian Cliff. So the score is 7-6. Brian Cliff has hammered out 11 base hits in this ball game against Hastings. Chargers came in here with a team batting average of only .231. But they like the yard here at Duncan so far. There goes the runner again at first base. The pitch is going to be inside, and he walks him. So Ives comes on and walks his first batter here. Gary Davis heads down to the bag at first base. Jamie Adams is on at second base. And here comes Ryan Etter up there next. So Gary Davis, he walks for the second time this year. And now Ryan Etter comes up there next. Etter, he has grounded out once today. He's had a double, a score to run. He's reached on a baseline balls and has scored another run. Runners are on at first and second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike right down the pipe from Addison Ives. Nothing and one to Ryan Etter. Angel Talamantes is due up there next for Briar Cliff as he's standing in the on-deck circle in front of the Briar Cliff dugout, first base side. There's a swing and a miss here. A foul tap. Just got a little piece of that one as Ryan Etter goes after that pitch. There's now nothing and two to Ryan Etter here for Briar Cliff. He's 5'9". 175-pound junior out of Omaha. So Addison Ives seeing some more time on the hill here today for the second straight day. Pitching here in the fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Hermanison. Comes over here toward the first base side. And running down to second and third base, respectively, are Adams and also Davis. So the runners advance there. The pitch was down low. Hermanison couldn't dig her out of the dirt. It comes ricocheting over here toward the Briarcliff dugout on the first base side. So runners are now in scoring position at second and third base. As Brian Etter now has a count at the plate of one ball and two strikes. So a base set here could possibly score two runs for Briarcliff to give them the lead back here. Here comes the next pitch from Ives. The ball is going to be hit down the line in third base again. It's going to be in foul territory. Right on by Adam Brown, who's at third base today for Hastings College. Defensively for the Broncos, Brown is at third base. Salas is at shortstop. Ben Reimer is at second. LeMaster is at first. Addison Ives now on the hill. Hermanison's behind the plate. Valdez in left field. Ryan Anderson out in center. Belafonte is out in right field. So the count here at the plate is at one ball and two strikes. To Ryan Etter, the next pitch. A cold third strike on the outside corner, and Addison Ives gets Hastings out of the inning with no more further damage done as Ryan Etter strikes out the first strikeout of the ball game for Addison Ives. But Brian Cliff comes back to score one run in the inning. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings and two men left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Hastings College 7, Brian Cliff 6.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring. So they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. First game of two here today. Gary Davis now inserted into the ball game for Brian Cliff. He'll be out in center field. So Zach Watts is still out there for the Brian Cliff Chargers as Hastings comes to bat here in this fifth inning. There's Adam Brown. He sends it out to shortstop. Adams grabs it there. His throw to first base is going to be in time. Hastings sent 9 men to the plate in the last inning, so we started off this fifth inning in the exact same spot with numbers 5, 6, and 7 up there. Adam Brown is on the ground out here to begin the inning. Tanner Santarelli coming to the plate next for Hastings College. Santarelli has been on the base pads twice so far here in this ball game, is still looking for his first hit. Reached out an error and has been hit by a pitch today. As he fouls away this one back into the seats. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Hastings has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan 4-2 in the first game of a softball doubleheader being played in Lincoln. So the Broncos are still undefeated in conference play. They're now 7-0 on the season. Hastings picking up a win, the first one in Lincoln today, 4-2 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch to the plate on Tanner Santarelli. It's going to be in there for a cold third strike right at the knees. Santarelli took a second look at that one. And he strikes out. That's going to be the third strikeout of the ball game here from Zach Watts. Ryan Valdez comes up there next. Hastings has not went down in order in any innings so far. To keep that streak alive, Valdez will have to get aboard right here. Two up, two down so far for the Broncos here in the fifth inning. Hastings hanging on to a 7-6 lead over Briarcliff today. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. So Hastings College softball continues to roll. 4-2 over Nebraska Wesleyan today. There's the ball hit to center field. Gary Davis will center under it and make the catch. And Hastings will go down in order for the first time here today. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning of play with a score. Hastings 7, Briarcliff 6.
The ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day, 18 holes of golf, two golfers, Southern Hills Golf Course, normally $64, only $30. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Give you a Masters update here on this Sunday. Jason Day, Brant Snedeker still tied for the lead along with Angel Cabrera. They're all at minus eight today. Adam Scott is at minus six. Mark Leishman and Lee Westwood in there at minus four. Tiger Woods so far today, he is at one over par. Today, he is at minus two for the tournament. Tiger is currently tied for ninth place on this final day of the Masters Golf Tournament down in Augusta, Georgia. 7-6 is the score. Hastings has got a one-run lead over Briarcliff as we head to inning number six here today. Addison Ives is back out there for the Broncos. Here's a hard hit shot out to a right center field, and Ryan Anderson's going to grab it there. Talamante is going down there. Angel Talamantes, as he flies out to center field. Brad Winkleman comes up there next. Winkleman, he's got a couple of base hits here in this ball game today. He's also struck out once, so he's two for three. Winkleman started the day with a batting average of .211 for the Briarcliff Chargers. Briarcliff has hammered the ball around the old yard today. There's a hard hit shot right to the third baseman, Adam Brown, who grabs it on his knees. And a line shot there at the hot corner at third base. So Brad Winkleman will line out to the third baseman, Adam Brown. Two up, two down here for Briarcliff in the sixth inning. And now Matt Fichtner comes to the plate next. Fichtner had that triple back there in the second inning of play. Came around to score the first run of the ball game for Briarcliff. Flew out to center field in the third, lying down to the shortstop in inning number four. So he is one for three so far today. Started the afternoon with a batting average of .312. He takes a strike here. Nothing and one to Matt Fichtner. Addison Ives rocks and fires again. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Knocked down there by Brent Romanison, the catcher of Hastings. One and one the count. Matt Fichtner is a 6'3", 195-pound junior from Fargo, North Dakota. Addison Ives looks in for the sign again. Here's the pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. Hastings College hanging on to a 7-6 lead here today after producing five runs in inning number four here today. One ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and Briarcliff goes down in order here in inning number six. Addison Ives gets his second strikeout of the ball game here in the sixth inning. Briarcliff goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth now with a score. Hastings College 7, Briarcliff 6.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
You often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or... What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College with a lead here by a score of 7-6. Again, the Hastings College softball team picks up a 4-2 win over Nebraska Wesleyan in the first half of their doubleheader in Lincoln here today. So the Broncos now batting in the sixth inning of play. We've got numbers 8, 9, and 1 coming up here. That's going to be Ryan Anderson, Ben Reimer, and also Gabe Salas. As Zach Watts continues to throw out there for Briar Cliff. He was the starter today for the Chargers. He's still out there here in this sixth inning of play. He throws another one into play. It's going to be in there for a strike on Ryan Anderson. Watts so far has got one walk in the ball game. And he's got three strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be fouled away by Anderson on the first base side. Ball chaser is getting a workout there. Anderson so far today is 0-2. He's blown out to left field, and he was trying to bunt in the fourth inning and pop one back to the catcher, and now he strikes out. Fastball whistles right on by him there, so a short plate appearance for Ryan Anderson. He strikes out. The fourth strikeout of the ball game now for Zach Watts. Ben Reimer comes up there next. We are in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 today. The Broncos are out on top by a score of 7-6. Ben Reimer takes a whack at this one and a swing and a miss. Here comes the next pitch by Watts. It's going to be down around the knees but misses the strike zone. One ball and one strike. Reimer laid down a bunt in the fourth inning of play. Actually got credited with a single and came around to score in that inning. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Reimer laid down a perfectly placed bunt in between the pitcher's mound and third base back there in the fourth inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Now it's on the way. That one's a slow hanging curveball. It just misses outside. Two balls and two strikes on Ben Reimer, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for the Broncos. Gabe Salas would be next. Tyler Delafonte is in the hole here. Next pitch is going to be fouled off of the handle of the bat back here to the screen. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Zach Watts throws into the plate, swing and a miss by Reimer, and he is down. So back-to-back strikeouts here on Ryan Anderson and Ben Reimer. And now Gabe Salas comes up there next. So Reimer strikes out. He heads back to the third base dugout. Gabe Salas coming up there next. Hastings scored a run in the first, one in the second, five in the fourth to produce their 7 runs here today. There's another pitch to the plate that's going to be in there for a strike on Gabe Salas. 0-1 now to Gabe. Zach Watts has found his groove here in the past couple of innings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Last 7 guys to come to the plate have not reached base here for Hastings. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. It goes by the pitcher. It's going to be fielded there by the second baseman. He throws it to first base. That's not in time. Watts couldn't knock it down, but Ryan Etter got it at second base right behind the bag at second. He makes a diving stab at it as he grabs the ball and then has to throw it to first base. That was not in time as Gabe Salas gets aboard here for Hastings College. So Salas gets aboard, and now Tyler Delafonte comes to the plate next. That's going to be a single there by Gabe Salas. Here comes Delafonte to the plate next. He had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning. Flew out to right field in the third. Had a single in the first inning of play. He came around to score. So he's a good, has had a good day today. 2 out of 3 from the plate here for the Broncos. He started the day with a batting average of 308. 7-6 is a score. And now Briar Cliff has got some guys warming up in the bullpen down there in the first base side, or at least getting on their feet and starting to toss the ball around a little bit. Here's Delafonte as he fouls away this pitch. And the count now is at 1-1 to Tyler Delafonte for Hastings. 5'10", 165-pound junior out of Greeley, Colorado. Man is down there at first base. That's Salas as the throw goes over there, and he's back in there quickly for Hastings College. Salas, base stealing wise, has got three swipes so far this year. He's 3 out of 5 in stealing bases. Here comes the next pitch from Watts. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Salas actually leads the team in stolen bases with 3. Hastings has got 9 as a team now. Salas inching away from the bag down there at first base. Average lead. There's a throw over there, and he scampers back in there standing up. 1-1. We are in the bottom half of the 6th inning here today. Hastings College is leading Briarcliff by the score of 7-6. 18 base hits now between the two teams. 11 for Briarcliff and 7 for Hastings. Brock Allen, the catcher, now goes out to have a couple of words with Watts. Quick little conference. Brock Allen trots back to the plate here and will take his position behind the plate. Tyler Delafonte is your hitter here for Hastings College. Waiting on the pitch from Watts. Base runners on at first base. That is Salas. And again, they throw over there. Gabe's got that little look in his eyes. He might take off running here. Two men out here in the 6th inning. Salas again inching away from the bag. He stays put. The ball's hit on the ground towards second. Etter has got it. He scoops her up and he goes to first base. That retires Hastings as Delafonte is thrown out of the play. So no runs on one base hit for Hastings. No errors on Briarcliff. One man left on base. We go to the top of the 7th inning with a score. Hastings 7, Briarcliff 6.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Warm weather means lots of outdoor activities, but some of those outdoor activities can also mean you might need to use an extension cord. Visit your nearest Hardware Hank and pick up Wood's 25-foot all-weather extension cord, created for year-round use during all weather conditions due to its extra flexible cord. Pick up Wood's 25-foot all-weather extension cord and enjoy your outdoor fun this spring and summer.
The ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day, 18 holes of golf, 2 golfers, Southern Hills Golf Course, normally $64, only $30. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field today. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to finish this one off here. Hastings holding on to a slim one-run lead. 7-6 is the score. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter to begin the 7th inning of play. Jake Erickson is going to come to the plate now for Briarcliff as they try to scratch out a run here to continue this ball game. So Erickson is going to bat in the number 6 position here in place of Matt Boswell, the first baseman. Erickson is a 194 hitter on the season. Addison Ives stays out there for Hastings College is trying to finish things off here for the second straight day. And a pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike. So Jake Erickson is out there now for Briarcliff. A freshman out of Sioux City. Right-handed hitter. He's going to go after this one. He pops it up and it's going to be in foul territory. So the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes here to Jake Erickson. He has got 6 base hits and 31 trips to the plate so far this year. One of those hits was a double. He's got no home runs and 3 RBIs. He has walked 3 times and he has struck out 8 times this year. Erickson takes a look at a pitch there from Ives. It's going to be down in the dirt. Counted 1-2. So Hastings 3 outs away from locking up the first half of the doubleheader here this afternoon. They have a 7-6 lead over the Chargers of Briarcliff. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. And that one just misses on a fastball. Just misses outside. 2-2. Briarcliff just ahead of the Broncos in the GPAC standings as of today. They're sitting at 4-6 in conference play. Hastings is at 3-7. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Ives. That's going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is full at 3-2 here to the pinch hitter. And Jake Erickson for Briarcliff. Ives looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Brent Hermanison. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That one is swung on, hit towards short. Salas charges, grabs the ball, gets it over to first base. The throw is low. LeMaster hangs onto it. Yes, he hangs onto it at first base to record the out. Good play there by LeMaster over at first base. Erickson is thrown out of the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Dylan Romo next. Romo is the third baseman. So Salas makes the play on the ball there at shortstop. But Master digs around in the dirt and keeps his foot on the bag to record the out over there at first. So Romo comes up there next. Romo's been kind of a tough out here for Hastings College this year, or this game. He's got 3 base hits. Got an RBI. He scored a run out of the number 7 position in the batting order. So there's one man out here in the 7th inning now with Hastings clinging to a 7-6 lead. Here's a breaking pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside the strike zone. And the count is sitting at 2 and no strikes. Second half of the doubleheader will begin about 25 to 30 minutes after the completion of this one. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike. That's now 2-1. John LeMaster will get the start for Hastings College in game number 2 today. Dylan Romo waiting here at the plate. 2-1 is the count. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. A check swing, and he said, yeah, he went around with it. Romo can't believe that one. Voices his disapproval in the right-hand batter's box, and now backs out of there, takes a stroll out here in the grassy portion, now re-enters. A little check swing, they appeal down to the base umpire. He says, yeah, he went around with it. So it's 2-2 now to Dylan Romo. Here comes the 2-2 from Ives. That one is inside for a ball. So it's now 3-2. Second straight batter that Ives has worked the count full here. 3-2 the count to Dylan Romo. Briarcliff needs a run here in this inning to continue the ball game. We're in the top of the 7th. Here's the next pitch. A called third strike in the inside corner. Nice pitch there by Addison Ives. A curveball right across the inside corner of the plate. That's going to be the third strikeout of the ball game now for Ives since he came on in relief in the 5th inning. And that's going to bring up Brock Allen next. So Hastings College is just an out away from locking up a win here against Briarcliff in the first half of the doubleheader. And now we're going to have a new man coming to the plate here. It's going to be Reese Steckler. So Steckler comes to the plate now here in the 7th inning for Briarcliff. He's got a batting average of 194 in the season. He's got 7 hits and 36 trips to the plate. As he takes a look at a pitch there from Addison Ives, it's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0. Reese Steckler now out there in a pinch hit role here in the 7th inning of play with 2 men out. And Briarcliff trailing by a run. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It's going to miss down low, a little bit outside, and it's now 2-0. Reese Steckler, he has got a couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. No home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. He has walked 9 times. He has struck out 9 times. Next pitch is in there for a strike on the inside corner and the lefty. And the count is at 2-1. So Hastings has had 3 pitchers out there today. A.J. Frechtel was the starter. He went 3 innings. Patrick Williamson went 1 2/3. And Addison Ives has been out there ever since. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 3-1. So 3-1 here to Reese Steckler, who represents the tying run here in this top half of the 7th inning. We got another pinch hitter already in the on-deck circle here for Briarcliff as they try to scratch out a run here. 3-1 here. Here comes the next pitch to Steckler. That's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So now the tying run on the base pads here for Briarcliff. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game for Addison Ives. And now coming out is going to be Joshua Penrod. He's going to be the pinch hitter running at first base. Running at first base is going to be Chris Caldwell. So Caldwell represents the tying run. 5'9", 185-pounder, a junior from Superior, Arizona. And coming up to the plate here is going to be Penrod. Penrod will bat here in the seventh inning. He's a freshman out of Chandler, Arizona. His numbers, his batting average at .327 on the season. He's got 18 base hits and 55 trips to the plate. No home runs, 8 RBIs. So Briar Cliff has got their tying run on the base pads here in the top half of the seventh inning in a 7-6 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Caldwell is down there at first base now as he inches away from the bag. Here comes the pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. Joshua Penrod here for the Briar Cliff Chargers. He has walked 3 times this year. He has struck out 10 times. He's another left-handed hitter. Here comes the pitch to the plate. The ball is going to be down low. Gets away from the catcher. Hermanison running down to second base on the play is going to be Caldwell. So Chris Caldwell now in scoring position at second base. If that run comes home, he seems to get a final at bat in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The count here at the plate on Joshua Penrod is sitting at 1-1. Addison Eye is trying to save the day for the second straight day here for Hastings. Trying to work out of things here. 1-1 the count at the plate. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside and it misses. 2-1 now to Joshua Penrod. Chris Caldwell taking his lead down there at second base. Hastings will play Penrod pretty much straight away out there. Penrod in a pinch-hitting role here in this seventh inning of play. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. Swung on and foul tapped. The ball got away from Hermanison back to the screen, but it was a foul tap there by Joshua Penrod. And now the count is sitting at 2-2. Broncos trying to lock up a win here today. Penrod is batting in the number 9 position in the batting order. Caldwell is down there at second base. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Ives. Hit on the ground toward first. LeMaster grabs it, goes over and touches the bag. The ball game is over. Hastings College wins it here today, 7-6 over Briar Cliff in the first half of the doubleheader. Addison Ives for the second straight day will save the day for the Broncos, and Hastings picks up a win over Briar Cliff in the first half of the twin bill here today as Briar Cliff puts the tying run on the base pads in the seventh inning of play, but they're unable to produce a run, and Hastings will win this first half of the doubleheader by a score of 7-6. We'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins the first half of the doubleheader today by a score of 7-6 over the Briar Cliff Chargers. Final numbers in the ball game: Hastings scoring 7 runs on 7 base hits. 1 error, they leave 4 men on the base pads. Briar Cliff had 6 runs, 11 hits. They commit 2 errors, they leave 9 men on base. Hastings getting 2 hits apiece from Gabe Salas and Tyler Delafonte in this first ball game. Brent Hermanison also had a base hit for the Broncos. Adam Brown had a base hit. Ben Reimer also had a base hit for Hastings College. Addison Ives, he goes 2 1/3 innings today. Gives up no hits, no runs, Couple of walks, three strikeouts. A.J. Fruchtel was the starter for Hastings today. He pitched three innings, gave up eight hits, four earned runs, one base on balls, and four strikeouts. Patrick Williamson also spent time on the mound today for Hastings. He went 1 2/3 innings. He gives up three hits, one earned run, one base on balls, and no strikeouts. Zach Watts goes all the way for Briar Cliff on this one today. Goes the six innings, gives up the seven hits, give up four earned runs, one base on balls, and five strikeouts. But Hastings College wins it today by a score of 7-6. The Broncos now 8-21 on the season. They improved to 4-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff is now 7-24 on the season. They are now 4-7 in conference play. So Hastings College wins it here. Broncos scoring a run in the first, one in the second. They score five more in the fourth, and they were shut out in the fifth and sixth innings today. Briar Cliff scoring one in the second. They scored two in the third inning of play, two in the fourth, and one in the fifth. But Hastings College and Addison Ives shuts them down in inning number seven, and Hastings wins today by a score of 7-6 over the Chargers of Briar Cliff. So we've got game number two of the doubleheader coming up in about 25, 30 minutes from right now. We'll have that one for you as well here on 1230 KHAS. I'll wrap things up for now for 1230 KHAS Sports. I'm Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.